Are you looking for a pathway to achieving your dreams? Do you need a blueprint on how to get a hold of your dream career? Then head to BTDT Hub, a leading human capital development company, which focuses on careers, recruitment, employability, enterprise, and education. Their services include organizational and personal development trainings, recruitment process outsourcing, employee engagement, digital communications, CSR opportunities, youth empowerment programs, personal branding, CV, cover letter upgrade, LinkedIn profile optimization, interview support, and business plan writing services, career and employability masterclasses, including placement schemes and career fairs, and study abroad advisory services. BTDT aims to empower minds and early career professionals. What are you waiting for? Head to www.btdthub.com to find more information about their services and make inquiries.
Welcome to another exciting season of your favorite podcast, the So Nigerian Podcast. Yeah. And if you're new here,
Happy New Year.
I am your boy, your only Dami Aros, and with me, yeah?
Dami Aros.
Isaac Medici.
Yes, and you guys are welcome to the podcast that talks about relatable content to an average Nigerian youth. So everything but in the Nigerian way. So keep it locked and stay tuned.
We don't never get it, Gladras. Everyone are Gladiator Bobby Shock. Based on Papa to ranking block. Everyone is Chacharati. I go to Gruguru Gaji. Everyone are Gigi Tatafa. It be totally take kata. We see the Coco Shake Cafe. You be Dondorel. You be Vredozo. Not a Jujugo. Everyone are Plutomania.
Hey guys, welcome to your favorite podcast, the So Nigerian Podcast. Yeah. And you guys are welcome to today's episode. Today's episode, we're going to be speaking about Nigerian slangs and Nigerian English. If you're Nigerian, there are some words, some sentences, some phrases that you should know and you should use. But before we go on, we are going to show gratitude as usual to our beautiful and wonderful listeners. Yes.
Obrigado. Thank you. We love you.
As usual, I want to thank you guys for sharing, liking, subscribing. You guys will share more. You guys need to share more. We need to get more streams, get more listens. But yeah, thank you. Thank you guys. And oh, to also commemorate.
Is she not commemorate? Hey.
Oh, Nigeria English. Now why you
We also want to show love to our listeners. You know, you guys are exciting. So courtesy of one of our sponsors, Podroom Podcast. They'll be giving 100,000 Naira.
Yes.
Go give them. So you guys, it's going to be to 10 people. So you guys should just get ready to download the Podroom app. And the instructions for the giveaway is going to be given at the end of this episode or the middle. Just stay tuned. That means you have to stay tuned. Make sure you stay tuned to listen to the instructions.
Oh, for that money, man. Cash out.
Shoni CC.
So you guys should just tune in and make sure you listen. Yes. So today, the first slang that we are going to... we say slang.
What do you want to call it? It's slang.
First word.
No. The first thing is the first. As a Nigerian, when they ask you, how are you? How do you reply?
I do. How else?
How do you reply?
My dude.
If you ask me how am I say we thank God. That's standard, like standard Nigerian slang. When they ask you how are you, you say Omo, we thank God.
That Omo is king.
Omo is the greatest, is the biggest Nigerian slang right now.
It goes into anything, any sentence.
Anything, yeah.
Omo can mean you're shocked. Omo can mean you're surprised. Omo.
But they're in trouble.
Omo. Any question Omo. They ask you, they'll answer for it.
Omo. If you're hungry, Omo. Anything. Omo.
What are we? Now lifesaver again.
Don't worry. And then there's this thing that Nigerians usually do. We use sorry, please, excuse me in a sentence. They can be like, sorry, please, excuse me. Can you reverse? And we'll be like, okay, it's true. You're right. I beg, sorry, please, excuse me. Can you reverse back? I'm going to GTB bank. Bro, they'll combine everything together. As a Nigerian, you should know how to, don't worry, it's right. Nigerian English is different.
Yes, no. For this Lagos.
I beg, I know, Bex. You feel me, trafficate.
Yes, trafficate. I won't even lie to you. Just last day, I found out trafficate wasn't even a real word.
Bro, they call that thing the pointer of indicator. They call it trafficator, guy.
Yeah, no, it's trafficator.
It's indicator. It's even to the heaven lens now. Trafficator, they call normally.
If they trafficate, go left. But another thing, as usual, you just come and say, okay, what's your secret? They can ask you, what's your secret? Or how did you get rich? Where you see this money?
It's good.
Blessings on blessings.
Yeah, only people.
We bless Jah.
You just say, how did you do it now? Why did you chant?
It's good.
It's good.
Now go drum. Go come down. Put visa for you. Yeah.
I'm a lucky guy. Now English without.
Don't worry. If somebody says, if I reason you. What does that mean?
Just fear. Just jackpot.
If I reason you, just jackpot. Just know.
If you don't get capacity to reason the person back, just day only.
You don't get to on my jackpot.
But there are different other ones, you know. There's also the one of Shomoyeji Mini. If Agberu, okay, before, let me even tell you guys, I do not know. Agberu is also, you know, what's Agberu that mean?
Touts.
No, be touts, come.
No.
It's called louts.
Hoodlums.
But you don't say that we answer for the way that when did they lose?
To be British, street urchins.
I'm never hear
them. Never hear those
English.
We know what those ones.
Thugs. You call them
street urchins.
I don't know what street urchins.
Yeah,
Nabed.
The same thing as Agberu now.
Nabed.
Same thing as Agberu.
You say na urchin.
Na urchin.
Imagine a Nigerian not using "believe you me."
Bro, now these pastors.
Now these pastors.
Motivational speaker. Let me tell you something.
Isaac Papa, they just believe you.
Let me tell you something. Believe you me not.
Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming.
I say he's coming.
Don't worry. You just come and say, okay, believe you me not.
Believe you me if you aspire to aspire to Maguire.
This guy, which kind of motivational speaker is this guy? This guy will expire.
You're a fool.
You know you'll cash out too. Which one will pass fire, Maguire?
As a Nigerian, you should always say, I better come and be going. I don't even know how that works. How can you come and also be going? Like, it doesn't even make sense.
Your body gonna go like
this. But it feels right, in a way.
It's because what is our language.
I better come and be going.
I better come and be going.
I better come and be going, guy.
It's right now. Then they'll be like, you can, okay, you maybe you want to buy noodles, and you'll be like, I'm just gonna buy Indomie. Which type?
Actually, everything.
Maggi,
Indomie.
Close up.
Everything. There'll be categories for everything.
Dunlop, everything, guy.
Dunlop is it? Are you serious? Dunlop is it?
Dunlop is a brand now.
Serious?
Already know.
Did you say Dunlop now be trim slippers?
Oh my god.
It's a brand, guy.
And Damian Rose.
Damian Rose. Yeah, you're too Nigerian.
I don't even understand some of these things you guys are saying. Based on my reading.
Nah, British.
Be Canadian. Nah, that may be street urchin.
I go deny your visa.
Another thing as a Nigerian, always add O at the back of everything.
Omo.
I think O intensifies the statement.
Yeah, it's like makes exclamation mark. Yeah,
Okay. If your mama tell you okay, just be scared.
Guy, they add O to okay. Not trouble.
Not trouble. if they add, but you can add O to anything. Yes, so Nami, Nami, do I'm
not happy. So,
as we see, I'm so.
When we tell you, mommy, I'm going out. Okay.
Okay. Now, send you.
Now is freedom of speech. But when you come back,
but then another one too. The same way you use okay, the way you add O, you can also add now. I beg now.
Yeah, video is now. Is it now or now?
There's now and there's now.
But it's the same thing. I just.
No, but I think
I beg now.
Now. Yeah, now. If
you see NAU now.
That's NAU.
I beg now.
And then NA. NA is
no, PG. Don't do like this now, guy.
No, now is where you're begging. Nah. Leave me now.
Pigeon, if you drop pigeon like this, if you drop pigeon like this, and you just see that, okay, now and now is different. You can use now in English. Come on now.
How now?
Show me your dictionary.
No, well, they use now anyhow. Another one, to the way you say, okay, now, you can also like be like, okay, if I was you,
down our worry slang.
Down our threat.
No, my people. Down our worry slang.
Big threat.
We say you had E. I beg you.
Free me.
But
all those ones be like, oh. You just intensify.
If one farms Nigerians.
Like, she's getting real, man. Like,
if you're in diaspora, careful. If you're in Nigerian in diaspora, just now to say, I beg you. Or
free me.
Okay, oh. Just know how to use all those ones. And then there's some things you need to know. That reminds me, Nigerians in diaspora. What does IJGB mean? If you do not know what IJGB is, what does IJGB mean?
I just go back.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah, man.
You don't know. How IJGB boy no go no see IJGB.
Where come back from? What?
You come back from Edo.
How IJGB boy no go no. What are you saying? Stop it.
IJGB, bro, like, and they'll just look confused when you're calling them IJGB. When IJGB should be, now IJGB EB.
Nah, that's in a level. They call you IJGB.
That be,
if you go club,
nah, IJGB,
if you go club, they call you IJGB, you go bust it, you go buy, you don't say, you don't buy 2 BSOP.
So, you got extra review, you buy this guy.
Funny thing I say, when they just come and they just come, all right. Ha, oh my, that one I did
hello.
Free and free. You could just drop the accent. You
this is a Dino. I feel like.
Where is a Dini? IJGB.
Well, the power, they enter the Nigerian mode.
Yes. That's some Nigerian diaspora that know the switch. There's something very vital with the switch. They go turn that American accent. They don't switch. Go
0 PG. To 100, dude.
Straight up. Those people that know the switch, they are the streetwise ones.
Charlie in Lagos. You have to have that switch.
You have to have that switch.
There was this guy, he said that he was telling a story about SARS. He said that when they first stopped him, he was coming, leaving the airport. When they first stopped him, he was doing, hello, I don't understand, what is this? When he saw that she was getting real, but his switch go Yoruba straight.
Hey, I'm a mini.
Ah, bro.
Another thing that is also common is when people say, Oyana. Oya, more they go. Oh yeah, now.
But that one is usually used like maybe you're going somewhere with someone.
So wasting somebody up.
Oh yeah, now.
No, that one. Some people just say. Sometimes me, I use it in place of Omo. Like if someone says, "Yeah, we go do this."
Oh yeah, now. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh Pepe, oh Papa.
That one a new age.
That one a new age.
Oh, now.
But actually, what does this thing mean?
OPP, Opa,
he plenty, die is another slang.
Yes,
die.
You don't necessarily mean die. You just show that.
It's like show the magnitude.
I don't tire, die. Another Nigerian thing I've noticed is Nigerians like to compare. If I tell you my problem, you won't tell me how.
Come on, you won't be perfect.
I swear.
You won't better. If you see my own.
Bro, it doesn't change the fact that I still have a problem. But Nigerians go on show say, Mr. Adon, they don't do this thing for me before.
Come on, we've so far, we do world best suffering. Another thing that I stand at, but this one is mostly common with the northern Nigerians or people that grew up in central Nigeria or northern Nigeria. Siba.
Ba.
Ba.
But that's when you know.
You know that this person is from Abuja,
Kaduna, all this thing. Ba.
You just come and say ba.
Ba. Ba. Ba.
The funny thing is that there's no use for ba.
Actually.
I want to go and eat bar.
Like now or something.
Okay, yeah, they can actually say, they say it, they can say it that way, or if they ask a question, is it?
Oh, you want to go and eat bar? Why can't you say, oh, you want to go and eat?
No, not bar.
Yes, there's no use for
it's
bar.
Like their own exclamation mark.
It's like our she now.
Yeah, no, she and sha.
Sha.
No, 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 sha. You know if you use sha for question now.
Why if you use sha for
no, sha na conclusion now.
How? Eh?
I like
sha,
like,
sha.
I go jam, sha. I go jam this episode, but and when I get time, sha. That's where you go, you shall. No,
and that question.
Oh, yeah, give me, no, no, that's not a question. I give me shall instance for question.
For question. Sha.
You're a joker.
Shall I go there tomorrow, Abi?
No, at the end of the sentence.
Shall I go there tomorrow?
At the end of the sentence.
At the end of the sentence.
I don't think that.
Go there tomorrow, Sha.
He's dry, so I don't want this.
Okay, that was safe.
Go there tomorrow, Sha.
You go there tomorrow, Sha.
You go drive from my house.
But you know, sweet.
She is to start, Sha is to end.
See, she
now.
She does not even need. She does not even need.
She is prefix. Sha is a suffix.
Take out.
To your sentence,
it's not a use prefix, suffix, all this English, no necessary.
So, What picture to this episode?
Nah, if I X results, go be
not joking.
Just forget
this guy, same way, Abi. For instance, Abi is a sentence. Abi.
Yeah.
Nah, the same way, she.
Abi actually, like.
No, Abi is to show that you understand. Abi is to show that you understand.
She.
How far means so many things.
How
far? What's the progress? It can be how are
you? No. Let me not boast your head about the alpha. You know, is the way you pronounce it, the intonation, the rise and fall of the alpha. Alpha now. Alpha with that stuff now.
Enough. You cannot say alpha and
get the person relates. No, if you guys already have a conversation going on,
just say alpha.
Just no say.
Nice. What is all this, you know, the double word syndromes? This place, jaga, everywhere else, scatter. Like play.
Now safe, not so intense.
See, as quarter food this road.
quick. Do one quick.
Sharp.
Now, so beggy.
Damn for doing it down there.
Yeah.
Beggy. I got a busybody.
Then busybody na person way to they talk.
Person way to
or someone that's on like restless.
Yeah, someone that's restless and now someone busybody.
Yes. Another thing you can also hear is this one, if your Nigerian mother did not tell you this thing, no worry, we will fight. You gonna tell her to say it. If I hear pim,
if I hear pim,
your mama no tell
we
you.
We are fam. Fem,
small boy, you don't they talk too much.
You tell that guy now.
You get in WhatsApp now.
You tell that guy. You fuck up.
You get in WhatsApp now.
Fuck up now.
I go change that for you.
Change that.
So fight they bust. You know, if
once you just hear that, I go change that for you.
If I in Nigeria, I just use bust my head. Oh, more. That babe bust my head.
That level bust my head. This way is level for different things. Level,
don't worry. Level.
Which level do you bust your head on?
Now, pigeon level. Level D.
That level you run, that level the bust my head, guy.
What do you guys speak pigeon a lot? I
don't understand. She works our fans who are speaking the most pigeon on the podcast.
No, I mean, I'm purely Nigerian now, so no, I mean.
No longer.
The funny thing is that there's
Nigerian Canadian.
another thing is also, you know, the letter P. Yeah, no, take on P now.
Yeah.
That's your P.
Yeah, I
don't like your P.
I have a friend. She's always complaining. Yeah, I'll ask her. After that P, she'll be like, what P? Specify, Omo, bro.
So it's no now.
See, guys always click.
Yes, now.
Guys always click.
No. P can be personal, can be problem, yes, can be anything.
Anything, yeah.
If you go meet babe, what's your P?
Run that P for me now. Actually, get P can be anything.
P can be anything, and it's just a letter.
Omora P no click.
Omora P hard. Omora P hard.
Yeah, that P hard guy.
I'm a boy. Bro, I just think I'm a boy. Let me boss you. I just think I'm a boy.
Yeah, Oyibo pepper.
Curry, chicken, yash, Oyibo pepper. This guy go primary school.
I didn't grow up here. We didn't go to the same
school. All you homeschool kids.
Don't worry, there's also going to be an episode where we'll talk about Nigerian songs growing up. You know, Nigerian, what did they call them? Growing up songs.
Lullabies. Poetry. It's in
chicken curry.
Local poem, man.
Local poem.
And the international and all this thing.
Twinkle.
Very, a little, all those
things.
Twinkle.
I say twinkle.
Twinkle, little star.
Oh, twinkle.
Skip.
Oh, my God. Oh, hello, fam.
Yeah.
I'm CD.
The subtitle will call it jump.
Children, I jump past. Joy.
In my heart is singing. Joy.
Hey! Jesus, anything.
Yeah, I know children with this, you know.
They've run destiny. Hey, guys, welcome to my YouTube channel. No, they've run like this.
But you know, say you go boss one of these street artists, you go just. Boros come out and say,
I mean, don't they sing Shoni Sisi, low down, cash out.
And they suspect him as Zinoliskisha.
Zinoliskina ex Destiny Child.
And they suspect him
as India baby face.
But you also that video raised that time, been a sing for church. But I think he had already blown that time. So he went back to his
former
church. He was not singing for his worship. He was mature.
Back to the story at hand. Don't worry, if you guys want the episode about Nigerian local poems and songs that we grew up listening to, just remember to, you know, use hashtag So Nigerian Podcast. Another one, we standard as a Nigerian, should always ask you the Chris. The standard, you have to ask people if they're crazy. It's just right for you to ask people if they're crazy.
Okay, everybody's crazy in Nigeria.
But you the Chris. Oh, but you the Chris.
No, sometimes if you the Chris as joker.
This guy is crazy.
Chris,
now some sort of pride for something.
Yeah. Oh my God, I get Chris for you.
No reason
about how.
The funny thing about you, the Chris, is when you know you get like Abokis, like people from the north, like when they say I did Chris, but they mean it's you. But they're saying I did Chris.
I wonder how that thing works. I don't know how they did it.
I did Chris. You've not seen the one of when you say okay, Shebi.
Shebi na.
Shebi, I'm on fire.
Shebi na question.
Kill a big deal.
You know Sabi you Shebi.
Shebi na for questions.
Nigerians they use Shebi. Probably like people in Lagos.
Shebi na for questions or to.
Shebi that.
Shebi that thing go.
That's on no blow now.
Na the same suffix and prefix.
Shebi that album no blow now.
ABC. Sorry. I just say they actually ask me.
Bastards. Bastards.
Don't worry.
Idiots. Nuisances.
13 weeks long run on the
UK. UK
Billboard. Billboard.
Okay,
Billboard World Music Album chart.
The next one is Wayo.
Nah,
they do me. Oh, they street us.
Oh, if you break your ass, they do Wayo.
Don't worry, they street ABT album, sir. Now why you?
I mean,
Ojoro.
Now the person made to the album.
Ojoro and why you? Now the same thing as Yahoo.
Album will swallow album.
Don't worry. Why you? Ojoro, Yahoo. All of them. Everything still means duping.
419.
Scam the boy.
Then the other one I started hearing recently. 411.
Which one is 411?
That one, they have the info.
Are you a cut?
What's the 411? Yeah, what's the 411? Okay, what's the 411? Yeah, actually, people use that one too.
That means no day streets now.
That means
inside, see, they chilling. That is a thing of pride to some people who say they streets. I be street boy. If they call you at your boy, you be vex. Yeah, you come at your boy.
Everyone on the chat, and actually, me no go catch up. The funny thing about pigeon is that a question can be your answer. You dey watch movie, I dey watch movie. You dey go, I dey go. You don't chop. You dey go peace, I dey go peace. It just depends on how you say it. You go sleep, I go sleep. Anything, just reply.
Shea ball day today.
Shea staff day, the day, everything.
Child day.
Another one too that is common with the Northern Niger, Ito.
Ito.
Primary school now. Where you want? Ito, you go do your apple and
apple. You're
old school now.
You don't get childhood.
Yes, now.
Did he lock him?
All those guys should not bring back bad memories.
Nobody pity you on the podcast.
Don't worry. Another one too that is also sweet that I used to tell my head is when people say, no, the small thing, if you're giving all the people one thing.
If you want 10%, how serious the matter be?
Or
when we go downstairs and we find out that they don't remove dummy inside mirror.
ITK. All those movies they go put for front of seats, front of class. They go to remind teacher about assignment. Maybe ITK. I too know.
Damn, don't pretend like you're not part of them.
No.
I don't like all these
things.
Another slang is Atutu Poyo.
What's that one?
Nah, I don't know that.
You don't know Atutu Poyo. They say that baby now.
Yeah, which school you go?
I've been abroad. So
which school the guy go?
I'm in the streets. Yeah, understand?
Which streets?
Don't worry, I'm in the streets. Don't worry. Another thing of no wahala, no qualms, no yawa.
Qualms English now.
Exactly.
Serious. Yes. So you don't know.
And the things that worry slang.
No qualms.
Post my head.
Be a damn, you know, ISS boys. Go punch this guy.
No qualms. Another one too. Standard Nigerian. I can't come and kill myself.
I think the first person that said that was a past first lady. I can't come and die.
Good luck. Sorry.
Hey, man, I don't know.
I said past first.
I don't know.
When they pull up in front of your door.
That's it. No, yeah.
Okay, now.
Another thing that Nigerians. Another thing that Nigerians do is they're able to say anything.
Normal expressions. For Jan, they get their own sight.
Seems like you guys have been in a lot of trouble.
Ha is pitying you, but
ha That means
now you're in trouble. You're dead.
Ha! What is he do? How you take up? How
is he? Ha!
Why are you calling my name?
Ha!
Ha! And I'm a gentleman.
Mischievous. So now what thing you want to be?
I don't just say mischievous.
I speak English past you.
Yeah, now let's go.
I speak about you.
Yeah, there'll be an episode. No pigeon, just
no pigeon.
English clean. No. Anybody that laps.
Isaac, but you will laugh. Thank that you. One is normal.
What big? I want to bet on next episode.
Next episode, no pigeon.
No pigeon. Anybody should laugh. Dropping thank you. You don't give a your thank you.
We are now.
Yeah.
So let's yes. go. Wow, so how many people? Who you hockey for you? Who you hockey?
That reminds me, the giveaway. Yeah,
woo! Giveaway time, people.
I beg, I have a question. Can the host contest? Yeah, okay. Five Valentine money there.
No, you cannot contest, don't worry.
Yeah, I know.
Don't worry. Our listeners, they are going to. We soon drop some Nigerian Cash App. If like, Mona no donate, nothing go hype us up. But at the same time, you know, at the same time, we get things we go D. You guys can repay us by sharing to your friends.
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Subscribing, rating on Apple Podcast.
So we can feed our families.
Spread the gospel.
Yes. So, like, the questions for the giveaway is going to be, you are going to go to the Podroom. If you do not have the Podroom account, it's very easy to create one. Just download the Podroom app, sign in. You can use your Google account. It's so easy to log in. And then you have, you'd have an account where you'd be able to access any podcast in the world.
So, I have a question. Is Podroom available for Android now?
Of course, Podroom is available on every platform you can think of. Google Play Store, App Store. Alabase for Dream Day, Alaba Market for Dream Day, everything. Don't worry. So, you guys, the question is, if you've listened to this part, you know, because I don't want everybody to win the money. If you listen to this part, I know that you're my person, you're a good listener of this podcast, and you know, want to reward people courtesy of Podroom Podcast. Nobody else get the money. I know be 100k for 10 people, though. Now 100k, 10k
between
10 people. English always confuse people. They can say they share 100k now. We will reach that stage. You just want to just continue to listen, they share. So you guys, the question is, basically, I know we didn't mention all the Nigerian slang, so there will still be more. And there can still be a part two. That's if you guys love this episode. I'm sure you guys are going to love it. So if you guys love this episode, we just, you know, tell us. So the question is, find another Nigerian slang, preferably one that wasn't mentioned in this episode.
Come on, we don't mention everything now.
Yeah, trust me, we've not. Nigerian slang.
The only page they get the answer.
Don't worry. So we'll add, use the slang or the phrase in the most creative possible way in a sentence, and then you reply to the Podroom app under this episode on the Podroom app. Just click, basically, all you just have to do is download the Podroom app if you don't already have it, create an account, go to the Soul Nigerian Podcast, subscribe to us, go to this episode, then reply with your sentence, and we'll pick the 10 best creative right from the first to the last. So as early as possible, make sure you listen. Are my instructions clear?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so let me run it back again. Download the Podroom app if you don't already have it. Go to the Soul Nigerian Podcast, subscribe to us, and then click on this episode in the chat session, and then drop your best Nigerian slang
that wasn't mentioned.
Yeah, that wasn't mentioned. So it's gonna be very difficult. So you guys should make sure. And then when we pick the 10 winners in the Podroom, so everybody can see the winners, the creative ones. So we pick the 10 best, and it lasts for 2 days. So you have to listen to this under 2 days. I think 2 days is even too much. We even had 2 days. Anyways,
it's more true.
Anyways, we'll pick the 10 best, and then the 10 best will reply to you guys, and then you send your account number to Podroom Podcast on Instagram, and then you get your money. Yes.
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve. So we'll be creative as possible.
Hello, so no sleep.
So you guys, I expect you guys to turn up for that episode. I mean, for the giveaway. So there are so many things that as a Nigerian you should know and you should do. You know? So last, all of us. Nigerians get some. Look at double syndrome. Last, you just have to use the double word syndrome of last. There are so many things, you know. There are so many acts that you should do as a Nigerian. If you feed the back of queue, say you're the last person. I'm not the last person.
I'm not the last person.
It's not me that will die.
They go to embassy. For not hear that.
Okay. You won't finish. I'm not finishing in Jesus' name.
Have you finished? I'm not finishing in Jesus' name. You stand there. Don't worry. Just
that thing don't lose to Agag. I beg.
My team will not lose.
My team will not lose in Jesus' name.
This guy. Standard words that you just need to use as a Nigerian. But there are so many ones. GTB Bank. Like Guaranteed Trust Bank.
CBN Bank.
CBN. Oh, my God.
I saw that one. I saw when we were dragging them for that Bitcoin P. It was CBN Bank.
CBN Bank.
Why and how?
As a Nigerian, always ask these following questions. Who are you? Do you know who I am?
Who I am? Standard. That one I'm for police. They don't
Shakara anybody.
Do you know who I am?
Shakara also is not Islam.
Shakara is Islam.
Shakara is Islam, but Moon don't talk everything
don't
for
fuck
them.
Up.
How would they win the giveaway?
Hey. But it's supposed to be hard for them. Nigeria, you know, to make money in this country, that's sweat.
Money is not easy
to come by in this country.
Don't worry.
So you got sweat.
What do you know this one?
Idea.
Light day.
Up Nepal, fee count now.
No talk, everything. Up Nepal, slang now.
I'm going to cast that slang.
And I day. This guy, you know me, they're really stanky. So you guys, we've gotten to the end of today's episode, and we also want to thank you guys for listening, sharing, subscribing as usual, but we can still do more to share. Yes, and we have gotten to the end. You guys, do not forget, share to your loved ones, subscribe. Whatever you do, have a lovely Valentine's Day. If you're looking for love to share, my account number is in my DMs.
My Bitcoin is in my bio.
They don't ban out. You don't get anything.
My brother.
For Nigerians now.
Are you waiting, UB?
Don't worry now. You go see me in some months. Don't worry.
This kind of really travel. We don't go tell anybody. You go just see how they play with snow.
One day we go just buzz and damn, we want to record now. Come on,
guys.
I'm not sure if you do it virtually. If you do Zoom recording.
My D Baker Street.
So you guys, have a lovely week. A lovely weekend.
Have a lovely Valentine. Our Rosemary and Aros are going off.
Oh, my baby. Mm. Oh, rainbow.
Have you ever listened to a podcast and thought about what other listeners are saying about that episode? Have you ever thought about giving feedback and interacting with the host of a favorite podcast? Podroom is a podcast player and chat room platform for the podcast communities. Join millions of similar podcast listeners and interact with like minds on the Podroom app. It's a social networking platform with over 750,000 audio and video podcast content. It's available on the Play Store and App Store. Download Podroom now to enjoy this episode.